Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry's in for Mark Willard. It's Willard and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. We're counting you down to Warriors Live tonight at 6 o'clock with Mark Grandy live from Ballast Point down on 16th Street. We want to hear from you, Warrior fans. What's your emotional level like going into tonight's game? My emotion that I'm feeling first and foremost is nerves. I'm nervous about this game against the Pelicans. I see the need for the Warriors to get into that 8 seed. That way they can play the 7-8 play-in game and maybe avoid Denver in the first round if they can make it out of the play-in. I do not want to have the Warriors wind up as the 9 or the 10, needing to win two play-in games just to get the 8 seed, just to draw Denver. So I look at tonight and I see this as a huge game for Golden State. And just looking it up, Larry, the Pelicans actually hold the tiebreaker. They actually don't own the tiebreaker against Phoenix. So a Phoenix win combined with a Pelicans loss, the Pelicans would be down at 7, and Phoenix would jump up and be the 6.
Didn't the Pelicans beat Golden State last time out?
Yeah, it's been interesting, the two matchups. And we'll get to your calls in just a second. 888-957-9570. The Warriors and Pelicans have played twice so far, and I want to get the exact margins correct, but the first time the Warriors beat them by, I think it was 30, by 28.
And then they got run the second
time.
Yes,
they did. 130-102. They beat New Orleans in game 4 of the season. It was an absolute beatdown of a game in New Orleans. And then the turnaround game, January 10th, Warriors lose 141-105.
Yeah, I saw that game. And that was a shellacking. This Pelicans team in some ways is a bad matchup. There's some young players there. There's some incredible length. Zion's just a powerhouse that you have to be able to contend with. So, I mean, this is no easy matchup for Golden State. On paper, you know, I feel much better without Ingram, because I think Ingram's that good of a player.
Right.
And he just adds to their overall length, and they already have that kind of length edge. But I'm really eager to see what the rest of that cast look like. If they can slow down Murphy and not let him go off, I like their chances. McCollum's a pro. He's going to get his. The Warriors' height and length usually bothers him. You know, with Draymond and TJD, I feel they'll battle inside with Valanciunas. Zion, you got Draymond Green countering him, but it's Murphy, who's 6'9", can shoot the three, athletic, young, lots of energy. He's playing well. He's the guy that makes me a little nervous.
Last time out when the Pelicans dominated Golden State, he had 16, and that was a weird game. That was a Draymond-less game. He was in the midst of his suspension, and you had not much going on from the Warriors. Steph was 4 of 13. Klay, 5 of 10. He had 13 points. Steph had 15 points. Moses Moody led the way with 21 off the bench. It was a game that kind of got away from Golden State early. They gave up 46 first quarter points to New Orleans. So that kind of plays into what you're saying, Larry, about avoiding a slow start tonight. New Orleans came in and absolutely blitzkrieged the Warriors here at Chase Center, winning by 36. Where are your feelings, Golden State Warrior fans? We want to hear from you. 888-957-9570. Let's get in touch with your emotions in advance of Game 81. Nick is in San Jose, and he wants to weigh in. What's going on, Nick? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? You know what? Speaking about my emotions, I was a lot more nervous prior to tonight's game because the thought of just two games on the road, if we played 9 or 10 seed, let's say the 10 seed, that made me nervous because it's a one-and-done situation, and I just had no idea what we were. But I feel like tonight is a little bit of house money. I think we're going to get a sneak peek of what exactly we can be in the playoffs because make no mistake, tonight's a playoff game. We're playing a playoff-caliber team, so we're about to find out what we're really made of when we're on all cylinders and when we want it just as bad. So I'll let you know tomorrow how I'm really feeling. But honestly, if they don't come through tonight, then let's look forward to next year, which, by the way, I'm excited about next year because the whole Draymond situation, you know, really was kind of tough this year. I really do think we're a top 3-4 team in the West when we're running on all cylinders and there's no drama and none of that. And next year when you get, you know, Trace and Pods, another year under their belt, Kuminga, maybe Moody, I just think we'll be in a lot better shape next year as well. But I really do, I do believe that we're a scary team this year. I want no part of the Warriors if I'm another team. We're a tough out in 7 games. But one and done, oh, anything can happen. Thanks for taking my call.
Right on, Nick. Thank you. Have a great weekend. And, yeah, it does feel like a playoff game in many ways, Larry. And you look at what else is going on in the association. You've got the Lakers taking on Memphis tonight. And the Lakers will end up with this very New Orleans Pelicans team. So Lakers favored by 15.5 tonight. You would imagine the Lakers are going to beat the Grizzlies on the road at Memphis. And if Sacramento were to upset Phoenix and they're 4.5-point dogs at home, Lakers win, Kings win, Warriors lose. Well, now you are stuck at 10, needing a win and help on Sunday to just avoid having to go to the crypt for the play-in game next Wednesday.
And, you know, one other factor to keep in mind tonight, if you look at last night's game, Jose Alvarado, Jose Alvarado and Dyson Daniels combined for 24 off the bench for New Orleans. I mean, that kind of thing gets you beat. You know, when two relatively nondescript young players come off the bench and go for 24 on a team that has Trey Murphy,
right,
CJ McCollum, you know, obviously Zion, Herb Jones. I mean, you can't let them get 24 off the bench from two of their young players. And that's what happened last night against Sacramento.
That was just one of those games where they were lights out. They shot 57% from the floor, 55 from three. New Orleans had everything humming in Sacramento last night. We had Bob Fitzgerald on the show yesterday. And you know, you and I have been going back and forth about the play-in and what do we think would be the best possible scenario. Well, Bob weighed in yesterday on what he thinks is the ideal path for the Dubs.
I think you'd want Sacramento at home in the 9-10 game, and I think you'd probably want to go to New Orleans if they had lost a game to the Lakers or Phoenix. You know, something along those lines. It sucks to try to have to win two games, but, you know, that's really what the Warriors have foisted upon themselves with about 5 games they should have won earlier in the year. You know, and we talked about it at the time and throughout the season that, you know, the West is so good that, you know, you have 4 or 5 missteps that were completely avoidable. It would come back to bite you. Well, here comes the bite. So, you know, it's not that right now they're playing their best basketball. And since January 30th, they essentially have the best record in the NBA. So that's not a small sample size. But, you know, not fouling up three, the 2 games they lost to OKC, blowing 24-point leads to Sac and the Clippers. I mean, these are games they just should have had,
yep,
and they didn't. And, you know, they're going to have hopefully 47 wins. It probably should have been a 52-win season and the seed accordingly, but it's not going to be. And a lot of those wounds are self-inflicted.
Yeah, it's Bob Fitzgerald from yesterday talking a lot about what you were saying, Larry. The ideal scenario if you're going to wind up in that 9-10 would be to have Sacramento be there and take out a wounded Kings team, and then you take your chances with the loser of the 7-8 play-in game.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. You know, the probably the most surprising thing to me about this season is that you added Chris Paul, who is a notorious finisher, right? He's so good in that mid-range at helping you get to the finish line. And yet Golden State this year was 4-11 in games decided by 3 points or less.
Right.
I think that's kind of what Fitz is referring to there. If you had asked me, what kind of record is Golden State going to wind up with in those really tightly contested games, I would have flipped it. I would have said probably, you know, 10-5, 11-4. 4-11 in those games, and that's kind of where why they are in this spot now, where you know the last two games of the regular season are vital.
Yeah, with that championship pedigree and 38-year-old point god, and you know Steph and Clay and all the rest of it, good free throw shooting team, and yet in those tight games, you were unable to get it done. They gave away so many of those early in the year; it seemed like they couldn't stop blowing big leads and losing close games. We're going to talk to Antonio Daniels coming up here in 10 minutes. He is the Pelicans TV analyst, so we'll go behind enemy lines, Larry, and get the Pelican view. It'll be a Pelican brief with Antonio Daniels.
Who's always high energy. He was a high energy player.
Yep.
Was it Bowling Green?
Yep.
Bowling Green.
Number four pick.
Gigantic point guard, but he's a very high-energy guest, so I'm looking forward to it.
Without a doubt, it's time for the Captain Clay Report, brought to you by City Cruises. Plan a birthday, anniversary, or company party on a spectacular dining cruise at citycruises.com. Clay didn't play last night. He was out with right knee tendonitis, but it was just a rest day for him. He's expected to play tonight as the Warriors play their most important game of the year, hosting the Pelicans at 7 p.m. What do you look for from Clay tonight, Larry, coming off a rest night, considering how well he's been playing?
I love the way he's playing. I did not envision this. I was in the what are they going to do with Clay, you know, mode. And now it's like he's recreated himself. And, you know, what I love, Dibs, is that he's been so honest about the whole thing. You know, it's like he admitted, hey, you know what? It took until, like, my fourth conversation with Steve before I really kind of bought into the fact that I just need to enjoy myself and I need to, you know, enjoy the twilight of my Hall of Fame career. And I think this to me is one of Steve's great accomplishments this year, is to get Clay, who's such a... He comes across as just hang loose, everything's cool. But in reality, he was such a powerful force on this team because he just was such a downer.
Yeah.
It was such a downer watching him chase his, like, glory years. And the fact now that he's beyond that, he's playing with joy again. It's amazing the different vibe that this team has when he was kind of chasing past glory and unhappy with himself versus now when he seems joyful again.
He's averaging 21.8 over the last eight games when he returned to the starting lineup, and they are 7-1 in those games. We're going to go behind enemy lines next, Larry, talk to Antonio Daniels, get his insights on the Pelicans and gauge his excitement level for a huge game tonight at Chase Center. We are sponsored by the Alameda County Probation Department. Larry Krueger, cousin Larry, is in for Mark Willard today. It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
To win. Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Well, counting it down and getting excited. We are ever closer to the big one. Pelicans and Warriors at Chase Center. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to Willard and Dibs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. And while you're there, you can check out how both the Morning Roast and Steiny and Guru reacted to a good night in the NBA for the Warriors. And of course, you can weigh in on how we all have been getting ready for the big game tonight. And with that, we bring in our next guest. He is a host on Sirius XM for NBA Radio, and he's also the television analyst for the New Orleans Pelicans, former NBA player Antonio Daniels, here on 95.7 The Game. Thanks for joining us, Antonio. How you doing tonight? Antonio, do we have you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I am truly blessed, fellas. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Thank
you. Let's discuss this. Come on now. Let's get to it. Let's discuss this.
Well, let's get into it because I feel like the Pelicans done shot their wad last night. 57% from the floor. You put a buck 35 on the Wounded Kings. Is that all you've got, Antonio?
Oh, remains to be seen. We shall see. I'm not much of a trash talker, Dave. That's not really my thing. That's not really my thing. But we shall definitely see. The thing that you've seen about this Pelicans team throughout the course of this season is it's a better road team, similar to the Golden State Warriors. They're a better road team than they are at home, which is weird for a young team because generally young teams and role players tend to play better at home. But for some strange reason this year, the Pelicans have excelled in a hostile environment. And you know tonight will be another one of those environments. So we'll see what happens.
Pelicans have played some really good offensive teams, and they're second in the league defensively since the break. What's been the key to their D?
They have really good. Okay, I'll say this first and foremost. With the stars, they bought in. Zion and B.I. have bought in defensively. And I'm not talking about the highlights. You know, like you saw the other day against the Phoenix Suns where Zion's getting violent blocks. Not bad. I'm talking about the buy-in to be willing to sit down and move your feet defensively. They bought in. But with that being said, they also have really good point-of-attack defenders. What I mean by that, Herb Jones is first team on defense. Dyson Daniels is a heck of a defender. Jose Alvarado is a heck of a defender. Najee Marshall is a heck of a defender. Think about what the stats that you just did. You're second in defense since the All-Star break. Think about it. You're second in defense with zero rim protection. So that says a lot about your perimeter defense and your point-of-attack defenders on this roster. They have no rim protection whatsoever. It's not like you got Chet Holmgren back there or Jared Allen back there or Victor Wembanyama back there. Their centers are anchored. Larry is an undersized center. Kobe Zeller is anchored. Jonas Valanciunas is anchored. But they have excellent point-of-attack defenders. That's why their defense has been so good.
Antonio Daniels here on 95.7 The Game, the Pelicans TV analyst for their broadcast, also with Sirius XM and NBA Radio. What's been the key for Zion to have such a great bounce back healthy year this year?
The training staff took a different approach. Tom Maestat, Amy, they've been fantastic with him in the beginning of the year. They did this the right way. Like, I know fans hated the whole he's not playing in back-to-backs and all of this stuff in the beginning of the season and used to hear all the grumblings, oh, here we go again, and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? They had a plan, and they stayed to their plan. They had a plan and stuck to it. And now here you are. The most important thing this time of the year is health. There's nothing more important than being healthy this time of the year. And to have Zion being healthy, confident, in a great physical and mental space, as a Pelicans fan and a part of this organization, that is all you can ask for because he looks fantastic right now.
I love Trey Murphy at UVA, and he's continued that success in the NBA. I was hoping the Warriors would get him in the draft. Instead, New Orleans has him, and he had 27 last night against Sacramento. Talk to us a little bit about Murphy and how he's contributing and how he's flourishing.
You guys know the way the league is structured now. If you look at some of the top teams in the league, you have one or two really good players, and you surround those players with guys whose skill set complement the stars. Trey Murphy, is a perfect complement to Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram because he gives them space. And by space, I mean space. He's not standing on the three-point line. he's 4 or 5 feet beyond the three-point line, similar to Steph Curry. There are a few guys in this league that you have to, the moment that they step in the arena, they're in range. Steph Curry is that way. Always has been. Klay Thompson is that way. Always has been. Trey Murphy is that way. So now you have him in his, in the perfect situation for him. So you put him alongside Zion, you put him along B.I., and he's 6'10". That's what people don't forget. He's not like a small little shooter. He is a 6'9", 6'10" shooter. He is one guy in this league that has the skill set and potential and athleticism to win the dunk contest and the three-point shootout all in the same night. You can't say that about a lot of guys.
Now, it's impressive, and when you think about New Orleans, a lot of times, and we don't follow them as closely as you do, obviously, but you don't get that deep in the roster, but this team has really come together under Willie Green. What's been the key for Willie to get all these different parts so cohesive late in the year?
And for me, the thing that stood out about Willie Green is the adverse times. It's times when things haven't been going well. If you go back to his first year here, this team started out 3-16. And we forget that. But then they end up making the playoffs. Last year, they went on like a 10-game losing streak. And it was a time of struggle throughout the course of this season. For me, it's not when things are great. It's the way that Willie Green responds to adversity. Like, when they were 3-16, I remember going into shoot-around, and that shoot-around was so full of joy. And I told Joe Myers, my broadcast partner, I've never seen a shoot-around like this with a team that's struggling like this. Usually you have guys whose heads are hanging and like it's almost like they're ready to give up already. But Willie does a fantastic job at instilling confidence and hope in this roster no matter what, no matter the circumstances. Again, when things are great, everybody's happy. But Willie is constantly talking about staying diligent, staying prayerful, and the amount of hope that he has instilled in these guys and confidence, it really shows up for me during adverse times. And it's a reflection of this team because they persevered. They have persevered throughout the course of this season. This is a bounce back team. They just went 1-5 on the toughest homestand that this team has had all year long. And they've responded in these two road games, going to Portland and winning that game. And then last night in Sacramento, this is a very, very, strong, mentally strong, young basketball team. And it's a blessing to cover this team because of the way that they respond when things aren't going their way.
Antonio, you were a high-energy player, and Golden State right now is, you know, rebounding the ball really well. How do you see the battle on the glass tonight? Golden State has been really good on the defensive glass.
That's the biggest thing for me, because to me, Trey Jackson Davis has changed things for Golden State, completely changed things for Golden State, because now at that five spot, as good as Kevon Looney is, Kevon Looney is very anchored. So he's not fast. He's slow of foot and he's not very athletic, not a rim threat, not a lob threat. Trey Jackson Davis is everything Kevon Looney isn't. Right? He's young, he's active, he's fast, and he's a lob threat. And he gives you some semblance of rim protection. So I feel like the presence of Jackson Davis has changed the whole dynamic of the Golden State Warriors. Because now you don't have to worry about going small and putting Draymond Green at the five. Because you have someone like Jackson Davis that has a live body that brings something different. But with that being said, the Golden State Warriors are a small basketball team on one hand. But on the other hand, they lead the league in rebounding, which is different, which is very different. So that's my big thing tonight. I want to see how this game plays itself out from the foul line and below, not from the three-point line and out.
Yeah, it's fascinating when you think about what that will do defensively, matchup-wise. It's going to mean Draymond Green's going to be free to guard Zion Williamson a lot. Do you think that Draymond might be the most equipped player in the league to guard Zion Williamson?
I haven't seen one player be able to do that. A lot of times what you're seeing is there are schemes that teams are putting in where, like, if Draymond Green is on Zion, you're leading him straight to Jackson Davis. And the thing about Draymond, I feel, is underrated. Anytime you talk about basketball IQ, that's generally, you're generally talking about the offensive side of the basketball. But with Draymond Green, he is so cerebral defensively. He does his homework. He understands. Like, he is the definition of a veteran. He does his research. He does his due diligence. He knows strengths and weaknesses. And he does a really good job at his size, at position defense, and also understands how to get under your skin. You know, I was doing an interview with another Golden State station earlier. And this is my big thing to watch. I want to see how Draymond guards Zion on one hand, and the other hand, I want to see how Zion attacks Draymond on the other hand.
Ingram's a huge talent. How are the Pelicans different with and without Ingram?
Well, I think the biggest thing, and you see this all the time in today's NBA, your second best player, your second leading scorer, should I say, is so incredibly important. The Dallas Mavericks were 11-11 without Kyrie. The Milwaukee Bucks were 1-7 without Dame Lillard. You know, prior to this week, the New York Knicks were 16-15 without Julius Randle. It's very, very tough. We saw what the Lakers did a couple of days ago without Anthony Davis versus you guys. It's tough to win without your second best player, because when your leading scorer goes out the game, the offense generally runs through that second guy. So you're not Zion minutes. You know, you're non-Luka minutes. You're non-Jalen Brunson minutes. You're non-LeBron James minutes. That's the most important time of the game. And with Brandon Ingram's ability to score, he leads this team in assists, and the gravity that he has along with him, it's a huge loss. It is a huge loss for this 12 games that he's been sidelined. I mean, you make up for it in certain areas, but you can't replace that. You can't replace 21 points a game, 6 assists per game, and the amount of gravity that comes along with your second best player.
Pelicans analyst Antonio Daniels here on 95.7 The Game. We've had the debate here about who the Warriors' number two is, and it used to be Klay, but he's been up and down, and Wiggins has been missing at times, and Jonathan Kuminga has actually emerged as that player a lot. Agreed. What do you make of the improvement that he's made here in year three, Antonio?
Like, the thing that people don't grasp about this league is how important confidence is. Like, you don't get here by accident. You get here because you deserve to be here. But if you're not playing with that same confidence, and I'm speaking from experience, you're not the same player that you were that got you here. The toughest thing to translate from college or high school or whatever it may be to the pros is your confidence. That's the toughest thing to take with you. And I felt like this year, Jonathan Kuminga finally feels like Steve Kerr trusts him. He finally feels like he's trusted. And by trusted, I mean he's able to play through mistakes. He's able to make a mistake and not look to the sideline, am I coming out? He's able to take a bad shot and not look to the sideline, am I coming out? So I feel like, especially with younger players, once that trust is built, it gives them a bigger and better opportunity to blossom. And I think you're seeing it. I think Jonathan Kuminga is special. I think he is special.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. We're seeing him improve dramatically. You mentioned Herb Jones before. I got to think one of the major keys to tonight's game is keeping Herb Jones off the offensive glass, keeping Herb Jones from scoring in transition. If Golden State can bottle him up in transition, I like their chances. He seems like when he scores in transition, the Pelicans really go.
Well, the thing is, right now, you know, before he's going through a rough stretch of shooting the ball over his last 3 or 4 games or so. But prior to, he was on the cusp of the 50-40-90 season. That says a lot. And the biggest improvement in Herb Jones is that. Exactly what you just referenced. His ability to get out in transition and Euro step, finish with either hand, get to the foul line. But then also now he is a 40% three-point shooter. Because what teams have been doing in the past is saying, well, you know what, we're going to leave Herb Jones, and whoever is guarding Herb Jones is going to be the secondary defender on Zion. So they're going to spy on Zion like a linebacker on Lamar Jackson. Okay, now you can't do that anymore. And this is what makes the Pelicans' offense so potentially dangerous, is you can put Zion out there and surround him with numerous guys. C.J. McCollum, who had 9 three-point shots yesterday. Trey Murphy, who we've already referenced. Herb Jones, who's a 40% three-point shooter. You can surround him with shooting and really good point-of-attack defenders.
It's going to be fun to watch tonight. Antonio Daniels, TV analyst for the New Orleans Pelicans. Antonio, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the call tonight, and maybe we'll talk soon in the play-in if these two teams tangle again?
I hope we don't. I hope I don't talk to you guys again, especially not in the play-in. God bless you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, you too, Antonio.
Thanks,
Thank
Antonio.
You so much. Antonio Daniels, the television analyst for the Pelicans. He also has a show on Sirius XM on the NBA radio channel. And he got me thinking more and more about Zion and Draymond tonight. What a matchup that's going to be. And, you know, just watching how Zion goes about trying to attack him and watching Draymond and what he can do to try and keep Zion in front of him.
You know, it's, New Orleans has, you know, obviously Zion's one of the big names in the league. They have some of the more underrated players in the league. You know, if you say Herb Jones to the average NBA fan, they know him, but they're not like, oh my goodness, he's special. He is pretty damn good. Trey Murphy, really good player. I mean, they have two or three. He mentioned Alvarado's playing well. They have like four or 500 really underrated players that if they're playing their game, make this a very deep and talented Pelican roster.
Yeah, and it comes down to bench depth, and the Warriors should have more bench depth tonight. No official word on GP2 yet, Gary Payton II, but Klay coming back, Draymond coming back, which will allow you to have a little bit more depth coming in off of the Golden State bench as opposed to last night where they made it by with really just eight players. They played Šarić for just a small handful of minutes, but otherwise, you went with basically eight guys, Pods and Moody and Kevon off the bench, and that was it.
Yeah, and we said Ingram's not going, right?
Right.
So, I mean, to me, that's the huge break because their fivesome of Valanciunas, Zion, Ingram, Jones, and McCollum were just wiping the floor. I think they were like 13-5 or something like that as a group this year, somewhere in that neighborhood. And so that's a break. That's a major break for Golden State.
Yeah, he's a problem. And Antonio was mentioning how he leads the team in assists, and he absolutely fills up the stat sheet. And when you look at New Orleans as a team, they've got a number of different weapons and the top line guys who can beat you. But then you were just mentioning the underrated nature of the rest of the roster. You got, you know, Murphy's averaging almost 15. Jones is averaging 11. Zion hits you for 23. McCollum gets you 20. Ingram's got 21. This Warrior team is so much more top-heavy from an offensive production standpoint. New Orleans got a number of different guys who can rise up and hit you for 20 on a given night.
Yeah, and Antonio mentioned that Murphy's not the kind of guy that just camps right at the line. He'll go well beyond the line, and at 6'9", and with that kind of a stroke, you know, that's a very, very difficult player to defend. So, you know, they've got heft inside with Valanciunas and Williamson. They've got skill and they can stretch the floor. And then McCollum's a phenomenal player in the mid range or at the 3-point line. You know, this is going to be a huge challenge. And Golden State, you know, knows it. They kind of play up or down to their competition. I felt like they played a little down to Portland last
Absolutely.
Night.
Absolutely.
And my big question is how much juice, hopefully the crowd can get into it early and, you know, help carry Golden State through. Because, you know, for the young guys, for Trayce Jackson-Davis, for a Podziemski, the back-to-backs aren't probably that big a deal. But for the older guys, Steph in particular, this late in the year, the back-to-backs are a big deal, and we'll see how much energy he can bring tonight.
Yeah, Steph coming off of 36 minutes last night at Portland, and he had to dig deep in that fourth quarter when they needed some big buckets, and Steph delivered. He had 8 of his 22 in that fourth quarter, just 32 minutes against the Lakers, which was on Tuesday night. He did get rest against Utah, but, you know, Steve had talked before. Mark Grandy and I were hosting together, and after the game where he had 29 minutes and 51 seconds and in a loss to Minnesota, and people were outraged that he couldn't get in there 2 minutes earlier. And Steve Kerr talked about wanting to keep him at about 32 minutes for the most part down the stretch. And, you know, he's been able to do that in most games, but he played 35 against Dallas in a loss. And as mentioned, 36 last night in a win. So you're going to need more of a supplemental effort from the other guys tonight to help Steph out, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I mean, the Warriors are one of, right now especially, they're one of the deepest teams in the league. And so you got to take advantage of your depth and don't, maybe you don't lean on Steph early in the game for scoring. Maybe you lean on some of your other guys and see if Steph can give you some big minutes in the fourth quarter. But, you know, we're at that point in Steph's career where managing his workload is a big part of Steve's job description.
No doubt. And last night they needed Steph Curry and they leaned on Steph Curry, and Steve Kerr said, thank God Steph played as well as he did in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, Steph's done that a million times, so it never surprises you. Obviously, wasn't his best shooting night, but made some big ones down the stretch and competed really well. And, you know, we played him more than we wanted to, but, you know, we got it done, and now we've got a chance to, you know, play New Orleans tomorrow and get a win and put ourselves in a pretty good spot.
A chance to beat New Orleans and maybe get help from Phoenix, which takes on Sacramento at 7:30. The Lakers and Memphis will get going at the top of the hour. We'll keep an eye on that scoreboard and all of the other action around the association. We've got the Sixers leading the Magic right now. Wizards, look at the Jordan Pools taking care of Chicago. That's early on here, first quarter. Wizards already with 33 points, but we'll keep a close eye on the Western Conference games of import, starting with Lakers-Grizzlies at the top of the hour.
You know, it's funny. When I first heard the concept of the play-in tournament and that, I hated it. I thought, oh, God, this is so contrived, and do we really need this? And already 16 teams are making the playoffs. Do we need to give more teams? But it's not really about the number of teams making the playoffs. It's about the excitement of the final week to 10 days or so of the regular season. And I think it's been I think it's been genius, really, for the NBA. It's like a precursor to the playoffs that gets people kind of engaged, and it creates more more important games down the stretch. And I think it just kind of reminds people that, hey, look, you know, there's a battle going on, as opposed to just, hey, look, eight best teams in the West, eight best teams in the East, you know, 53% of all the teams in the league are making the playoffs.
Right.
You know, that is a high number, but I think the overall feel, I don't know where you're at, but I didn't love the wild card in baseball. I like it now. I didn't like the play-in in the NBA, but I like it now.
I think it's a mixed bag because in the East, nobody is talking about the play-in and all the machinations, because you've got Atlanta at 36-44 as the 10 seed. I mentioned Chicago. They're the 9. They're getting hammered right now by Washington. I think the Eastern Conference is an example of why the play-in sucks, and I don't like the play-in tournament. But then you look at the West and you think about what would be Sacramento, Golden State, and the Lakers all with 45 wins. They're probably going to all end with 47, and two of those three would be out if it wasn't for the play-in. So this year in the West is an example of why the play-in works. When you have good teams who are going to be in the play-in, we're excited about it, and we can't wait to see these games. But in the East, honestly, Atlanta and Chicago in the 9-10 game, I think we could all do without that.
Well, I mean, you could make a compelling argument that you could eliminate the entire first round. There really haven't been that many upsets in the course of history in the first round of the playoffs. In the 4-5, there's some, but I mean, and, you know, eight's beaten one, what, once? Or
more than that.
There was once or twice.
I think it's thrice.
Denver.
Over Seattle. Mutombo. And that was back when it was best of five.
We're talking about over 25
years. It's few and far between.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty
rare.
Without a
doubt.
So you could eliminate the first round of the playoffs altogether if you wanted to. But I kind of like engaging more cities. I think it's good for the league.
Yeah, and I'll give you my fix on the other side as to how you could fix this play-in game. But tonight, it's the Warriors hosting the Pelicans, which means Warriors Live with Mark Grandy starting at 6 p.m. Mark Grandy's getting his bag on his shoulder. He's about to head on out of here.
Public transportation, Grandy.
Yep. Warriors Live with Mark Grandy starts at 6, presented by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you'll get the fastest internet to all your devices. And we are presented by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. Larry Kruger is in for Mark Willard. It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. And while I have you here, have you wanted to lose weight, lose those inches off the boiler? I personally have, and I've done something about it. I've lost 2 inches off the gut and 17 pounds, and it's all thanks to Abundant Life Weight Loss. You can find out more at AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. What you do is you lose weight, and the program makes it easy to get healthy. You do it naturally, safely, and effectively, and you don't have to spend all your time counting calories, no counting points, no prepackaged meals, no exercising, no surgery, no drugs, no injections. All it is good old-fashioned common sense, good dieting, and a great plan. And I love the support I get from the people at AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. They answer your questions. They give you great tips and advice and wonderful feedback. Call now for your free consultation, 925-854-5140. That's 925-854-5140, or visit AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com.
Now, back to
Will and Diddy
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, we're back here. Larry Kruger is in for Mark Willard.
Having a good time, man.
No, we're having a great time. And as we get closer and closer, I'm getting more and more excited about tonight. And every Friday, by the way, Larry, for the rest of the season, we bring you the Big Three Unplugged. I don't know if you've seen this on the socials, but it's pretty cool. It's on our social media platforms every Friday. And our very own Whitley Sandretto.
Yes, I
know. You
know
Whitley.
Yeah, very,
very
talented.
She gets the Big Three, Steph, Clay, and Dre, talking about the non-basketball topics like who is the most person you have in your phone? It's kind of
Who's the most famous, you mean?
Yeah. Is that what I said? Who's the most famous person?
You left out famous. You said the most person.
Yeah, thank you.
I knew what you meant.
Good real-time correction. Yeah. I'm struggling a little bit here. All these dang reads.
I'm like the safety net underneath
yes.
there.
So topics like who is the most person? No, who's the most famous person you have in your phone? It's the Big Three Unplugged, brought to you by Alameda County Probation Department. Are you ready to make a lasting impact in your community? Visit joinacpd.org to start your journey today. Together, let's make a difference. Your community needs you.
Who is the most famous person that you have in your phone?
It's a great question.
Boy, that's a great question. I'd have to really go through it and see, but and this is kind of a random one, but do you know who Ronnie 2K is?
Yeah, yeah. Didn't he do the announcement of the Niners draft choice at?
If you have to ask, do you know who this person is? I don't think that's the answer to the question.
I didn't know if Larry is a guy who knows
about
gamer. Ronnie 2K.
He's a gamer.
Yeah, he's the spokesperson for
the mustache, right?
The 2K. He's got a beard, but
yeah, I know who he is. I mean, I don't know who he is.
He was in my summer camp back in the day in Ross when I was a camp counselor.
That's your most famous? You've been in media forever.
I don't do a lot of calling these
really?
People who I have contacts with. No, I'm a private guy, Larry.
It doesn't matter if you call them. You just have who's in your phone.
Nobody's ever given you their phone.
All right, Larry, you clearly have some good ones. Let's hear them.
Seriously, get those.
Steve Young.
I've got Steve Young in here. Yeah, I do have Steve Young. Dennis Brown. Does that matter? Does that count?
Somewhat. I'm just scrolling through my phone here to see.
The great Howard Bryant.
That's good. That's a good one.
Eric Bernsey. I got Bernsey in there.
Yeah. I got Sarah from Sarah and Vinny. Alice Morning Show. She's pretty famous.
Carmichael Dave.
Barry Tompkins.
Famous in Sacramento. Carmichael Dave.
I'll allow it.
The Big Three from this week, boys, is a really fun one where Whitley asked the guys, all three of them, what their worst phobia is, what they're most afraid of.
Okay.
That's the one that came out today.
Yeah.
You're going to want to hear what Draymond's is. It's actually very funny.
Would okay. you? Okay, so
I got Buddy Biancalana in my.
I got
phone.
Roger Craig. I see your buddy Biancalana.
Which Roger Craig?
Not the hum baby. He's no longer with us.
R.I.P.
I would not be. You know, he would not be answering. But
okay.
Roger Craig, who belongs in the Hall of Fame,
sure does.
There you go. I've got Nick Allegretti, who played for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
All right.
I can go all day. I got.
I've got VP of
John Dickinson.
No, don't talk about that.
You're not going to go there.
You're kind of killing the bit a little
bit. All right,
there.
Sorry about that. Jim Duquette, the great Jim Duquette.
Not bad. Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter.
There you go. That's a good one.
I got Doug in my phone.
That's a good one.
My phone is bereft.
Jeff Garcia?
We're looking forward to talking to him soon.
Jeff Garcia?
Yeah, friend of the program.
Yeah, a lot of good ones.
I got Evan Giddings in my phone. He's big. Doing some Stockton Ports games. I got FP.
Merton
I got nobody.
Hanks. Merton Hanks. I got Merton Hanks.
And the chicken
in there.
Dance.
Look at that.
All right.
We're only in the H's.
I killed about 3 minutes.
that was all freaking day.
That was good.
I've looked at my phone now. I've got to update this. There's definitely some people that are no longer with us.
Yeah, and you could have whooped him a bunch in there, but Lucas in for Grandy. Grandy's on his way down to Ballast Point as we are getting set for Pelicans and Warriors. Mark Grandy with Warriors Live, 6 o'clock. Tim Roy and the network pregame at 6:30, and then tip time right about 7 o'clock from Chase Center. If you're heading out there, give us a call, 888-957-9570. If you're excited about this one, what are your feelings? We'd love to hear from you, Dub Nation. We got about an hour left in the program, about an hour left in the week, and Larry and I collectively are even more excited now than we were when we came on the air at 1:45. And that's to say, I'm super excited about this one. Can't wait to race home and pop it on for the wife and my baby girl. Who is
the wife a sports fan?
Wife is a sports fan, and she especially likes the big games. And so, you know, this is one that I'll probably have to upsell her on a little bit because she has not been too dialed in with the play-in scenarios. But
I mean, how big of a sports fan? I mean, like, when you walk in, would she be like, hey, I got a two-team teaser
No, not quite that big.
And I'm dropping a dime, and, you know.
One of our earlier dates, though, was a Giants game, and she's a big Giants fan. Less so the Warriors, and we did watch the Super Bowl together. She was dialed in the Super Bowl. She was concerned about my well-being, though, as that game got into overtime, and she could see the Chiefs marching down the field.
Did she turned
to me and said, are you going to be okay?
Did she want Kyle to take the ball in overtime?
She did.
Or was she playing for the third possession like Kyle was?
Exactly. I mean, I don't even want to get into that because we're so dialed in
nightmare.
On this Warrior game.
What a nightmare that was.
The whole third possession thing.
We wanted to have the third possession, yes.
Nonsense. I don't think that he fully grasped the way it was supposed to go.
When we got the live mic of the Chiefs special teams coach going, guys, we got exactly what we wanted. That was not a good moment.
Well, when Travis Kelce is skipping off the field saying, they want the ball, they want the ball. That gave you a strong indication that the two teams were of different minds.
The live mic from the Super Bowl didn't do the Niners any good because you had Armstead, Hughescheck going, we didn't ever talk about that rule. And then you got George Kittle going, hey, how are you, George Karloftis? As Karloftis recovers the fumble.
Yeah. Hey, George, I'm also George.
I mean, I was sick watching that game, but when I saw the live mic, I was just, oh my God, never going to watch this again.
Yeah. Jeez.
Bitterness at a high level. But that's the beauty of sport. You get big games, big moments, and every little minor thing is magnified in a big game.
Yeah.
And if this is just NBA game number whatever,
81,
then, you know, it's nothing. But because there's something on the line, then there's juice. This is what all sports fans live for, that little extra that makes the game kind of a must-see deal.
No doubt. And it's must-see tonight, not only because of the ramifications of the playoffs, but something about Zion Williamson, Larry, just knowing that Zion is playing this well, he's healthy, and he's a factor. And New Orleans is a team that last time they were in here, they absolutely took the Warriors apart. They took them to task. And it was a long time back when the Warriors went to New Orleans and beat the Pelicans, so this is the rubber game, and this time it counts.
No doubt. I was concerned that Zion's career was just going to be gone, you know, because the foot issues, the weight that he was playing at, and I don't know is he playing in pain or is he over the foot issues? Because it just seems like he's still a big, big, big man out there.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's been able to play. He's been able to stay healthy. So, I was concerned. I thought there was a chance they were going to trade him about a year ago. I thought, you know what? He's damaged goods. He's got perennial foot problems, plantar fasciitis on a guy who weighs 290
yeah.
on a 6'7" frame. That's no good. But either he's beyond it, or he's doing stretching, or he's playing with pain, or whatever. But he's had an incredible year this year.
Yeah, played in 68 games, started all 68 that he's played, and the games that he's missed were, as Antonio Daniels told us earlier, they were prescribed. They were load management days. He wasn't playing back-to-backs early in the year, and they've given him a good amount of rest. He's playing 31 and a half minutes a night, averaging 23 a game, but adding to that six boards and five assists. He's been really, really strong this year, and you know, you can't help but think that if he's able to keep his weight at this number or maybe a little bit lower as he gets into his adult body and his grown man strength, the guy is a very difficult cover. And he's also really fun to watch because he's such a big body, yet he does things that a shooting guard would do.
Well, and we get to see Draymond on him, you know, which is going to be great. Zion's quite the scorer. Draymond's an incredible defender. You heard Tim Royce say he's maybe the greatest defender. That was another concern a couple years ago, looking at Draymond and his lower body, and would he be able to kind of keep his legs in shape as his career has progressed?
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.